Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Demonte. Are you calling from a safe location?
I am.
Ma'am, are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
You can go ahead and provide your first and last name.
My name is Jessica Pacheco. The name on the account is Brent Arante Jr.
1 second, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Have you called in already, or this is your first time calling in?
Yeah, I called, but I guess I didn't have the number, my member ID or whatever, plan number.
1 second, Ms. Jessica. 1 second, ma'am. Okay, and also, Ms. Jessica, I was the agent that you did speak with. 1 second, ma'am. You can
okay.
Go ahead and provide the correct member ID or policy number to have the account pulled up, ma'am.
Okay, 28244AB.
1 second, you stated 28244AB.
AB, Apple O'Brien.
Okay. AB, okay. So at the 44 is AB, is that correct?
Yes, that's what he gave me. Oh.
1 second, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, well, are you stating, like, is this your producer code and plan letter? Just to verify?
Yeah, that's what he gave me to give you guys.
Okay, so ma'am, what we're in need of is your member ID or policy number to locate in your account.
Okay, I don't have that. All I have is what's in front of me on the paper that the dealership gave me for North Star. So I'm sorry, I'm just a little irritated. I'm pregnant, hungry, have to go to the restroom, and I'm stuck on the side of the road. So I don't know. I called member services already, and this is the number that they gave me. And I asked them several times, like, hey, I'm calling roadside assistance, and they're needing a certain number, and that's the one he gave me.
Yes, ma'am. It's just in order for me to assist you with your service, it's mandatory for all of the correct information to be pulled up. But 1 second, Ms. Jessica. Ma'am, can I please have the zip code of the address on your policy? And also, ma'am, have you ever used this service before, or this is your very first time?
It's my first time. And
oh, okay, so this is your first time.
8107, yeah.
81007. 1 second, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So with me using your first and last name and also the zip code, I still wasn't able to locate anything.
Okay,
I can't see if it maybe.
Can you look under my fiance's name? He's the primary on the account. It's
what's
Brent.
What's his first name?
Brent. B-R-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
A-R-R-O-N-T-E.
A-R-R-O-N-T-E.
Yes, sir.
For the last name, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay, now I was able to locate an account. Can you verify the address that's associated on the policy?
1058 East Mallon Drive, Pueblo West, Colorado, 81007.
Oh, okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate the account here. It just, his name is the name that you should have been providing. And also, can you please verify that you're making model of the vehicle you're calling about?
Yes. It's a 2011 Hyundai Sonata.
2011 Hyundai Sonata. And also, what's the color of your Sonata, ma'am?
Silver.
And also, the reason for breakdown on today, what exactly is going on with the vehicle?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I went to go Excel, and then all of a sudden, it just lost power.
Okay, so, like, is the vehicle not starting?
Yeah, it's not starting at all. Yeah, I went to go push the gas again, and it just kept going down, so I had to pull over. I tried starting it several times. Like, the power's coming on, but it's not turning over at all. There's not even any cranking.
Oh, okay, ma'am. So your reason for breakdown on today is because your vehicle will not start. And also, just to verify, the type of service you're going to be in need of one today. And is it going to be a towing service?
Yeah.
And also, ma'am, just to let you know with the towing service, I do have a series of questions for you to answer. The questions may or may not apply to you. You respond yes or no. Ma'am, is your vehicle located inside of a parking garage by chance?
No.
Is your vehicle modified, lowered to the ground like a lowrider?
No.
Is your clearance less than 8 feet? Just to let you know, this question is regarding towards garage. Because your vehicle is not outside of garage, you can also say no to the question.
No.
Is the vehicle able to shift outside of park?
Hold on. Yes.
Oh, okay, so the vehicle is able to shift outside of park?
Yes. So
okay,
I turn it on. Well,
yes,
I mean, you know, turn the power on, press on the brake, and then I can push it. I can pull it out of park into reverse neutral drive.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel driven vehicle?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I can't explain this question for you. So four-wheel and all-wheel is basically the exact same thing. It's just a special feature that some cars may have to where all the wheels are able to move at once. And also, just because your vehicle does have four wheels.
Oh, no, I understand what it is. I'm just not sure if this car is or not.
Oh, okay. Would you like to say yes or no to this question here, ma'am?
It doesn't have the AW on it, like on the steering wheel or anything. So I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to say yes or no to this question here?
I guess no, because I don't know.
Okay, is the vehicle antique?
No.
And also, is this service a result of an accident?
No.
And also, just to verify, ma'am, you are going to be the person present with the vehicle, is that correct?
Yeah.
Your call back is 480-572-8917. Is that also correct?
Yeah.
Will you need a ride along with the driver today, or you will not?
I think so.
Okay, so just to aware you about this, ma'am, due to the COVID-19, some providers are not accepting any passengers.
Okay.
So if it is possible for you to find a way from where you're located, that will be great. And also what I'm stating, I'm not stating that you cannot. I'm not just stating that some of them are not due to the COVID-19, so it's not really a guarantee. So it's up to you, ma'am.
I mean, if I can, well, I don't know. I haven't made arrangements yet because I was trying to, like, figure this part out. So I'm trying to get somebody to come and pick me up if it's not possible.
Oh, okay. So will you be in need to ride with the driver, or you would not be riding along?
I guess no.
Oh, okay, ma'am. You can go ahead and provide the exact location of where you and that vehicle is currently located. Ma'am, just to verify, are you on the side of the road, in front of a business, or like in front of someone's residence?
Oh, no. I'm on the highway. I'm on the freeway.
Okay. Are you near an exit? By an exit?
The closest
on
exit... The closest exit to me is, I want to say, Dylan.
And what's the, well, ma'am, I do have a little text message feature here where I may be able to use. I did just send you a message. Within the message, there should be a link. You click the link. The link will pull up the current location with your latitude and longitude.
Got it. Close any bubbles or overlays from this app, from other apps. Okay. Hold on. Why? I don't understand. I have everything closed. I don't know why it's not allowing me to do it.
Okay, so it's not letting you pull it up?
Yeah, so it's saying that the dispatch.com onto user device's location. I'm allowing it. And then it says this site can't ask for permission. Can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again. Everything's closed. Like I closed all my apps from that I had on my phone. So, and it's still not letting me do it.
Oh, okay. So, man, what's the interstate number that you're located on?
It's I-25.
Okay, you're on I-25, northeast, south. Which way are you headed exactly?
I'm headed south on I-25.
I-25 south. And what's the exit that you stated that you was near, ma'am?
Give me 1 second. I'm on my Google Maps right now. Come on, it's not that far away. Where's a freaking exit? Okay. Near Public County, Colorado. See nearby places.
Oh, was it again, ma'am?
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. I want to say it's Dillon. It's the Dillon exit. But for some reason, it's not coming up on my map.
Is there like a specific number to the exit?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's not popping up. Like, it's showing me my location. Okay. So there's Eagle Ridge. Frontage. So it's the Drew Dix Parkway. I believe would be the closest. I'm pretty sure.
But do you know, like, the number of the exit? Just I wouldn't be able to locate it with the name. I would be in need of the number with using Google Maps, ma'am.
I think it's exit. Oh, God, I don't have my glasses. Exit 102.
Okay, exit 102.
I think.
In what city and state?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Is it Pueblo West, Colorado, or just Pueblo, Colorado?
It's just Pueblo.
Okay, 1 second. Oh, okay, so it does have me on I-25 as of now. 1 second.
That's not the nearest exit, though.
But, like, do you see, like, a nearby business off the interstate where you're located, ma'am? Any businesses that you pass? Any signs, anything of that sort?
The sign that I see, the closest sign to me, is a Frank Azar sign. And then the next sign would be Conoco.
Do you see, like, any hotels, anything
no.
can be useful?
No, it's, like, literally prairie. And then there's buildings, but that's probably, like, I don't know, 2,000 feet up. Hmm. Okay, where am I? I'm here. Okay, so.
And also, ma'am, I do have another way. I do have another way that you may be able to locate your longitude and latitude.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is just resend you this text message and disconnect the call and see if it pulls up then.
Okay.
It may be because we're on the phone on why it's not letting you pull it up. But, ma'am, as of now, I did just resend it, and I'm going to disconnect the call and give you a call back at the callback number that you provided to me. I give you a call in just a second, ma'am. No problem.
Okay, thanks.